Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee. The president of the Japanese car automaker Toyota is about to appear before the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee today. As Congress looks into Toyota's recall of millions of vehicles, they're talking about sudden acceleration problems that have been blamed for about 30 U.S. deaths. The most high-profile appearance is going to come today when Akio Toyoda appears before Congress. He's the president of the largest company in Japan. But how is this being reported, the recalls, Akio Toyoda's appearance? How is it going over in Japan? To answer that, we have Michael Chuchek. He's an American blogger and a research analyst who's lived in Japan for more than 15 years, and he joins us now from Tokyo. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning.
So you have some papers in front of you?
Yes, I have the copy of all of these morning's papers, yeah.
And what are the headlines as Akio Toyoda heads to Congress today?
Well, it depends. If you're on the right, on the conformist conservative side of the political spectrum, there's a great deal of concern about what this all means for the U.S.-Japan security relationship. So these conservative newspapers are tending to play up a sense of concern or even fear about a deterioration of that relationship. On the other hand, the business press, quite interestingly, is rather sanguine about the whole affair. National Business Daily, the Nihon Keizai Shimbun, didn't have the story as its top story this morning. So they seem to take the attitude that recalls and defects are just part of doing business.
What has been kind of the attitude among in coverage and among the Japanese people about this whole recall in the United States? Do they feel the U.S. is blowing it out of proportion? Do they feel Toyota is unfairly targeted?
That's a really touchy thing to say because you don't want to appear to be reacting to the United States' actions. But nevertheless, there is a sense that Mr. Toyota today is walking into a lion's den at the U.S. Congress and that the best he can hope for is to not get too badly mauled. The nation's papers, all the business ones, have all said that this is not really so much a hearing as a political show. Seiji no show is the term they use, and that this is an election year in the United States, and that congressmen and women are going to try to make a good impression on television for their constituents.
I've heard it said by several people that public apologies have a very different tenor to them in Japan than they do in the United States. Many of Toyota's executives have been apologizing publicly, and Akio Toyoda is expected to do that today. How is that seen in Japan?
Well, the apology is always expected. The only difference is that in this case, there is no consumer, or there was no consumer protection agency in Japan until very recently. And as a consequence, there isn't a familiarity with dealing with consumers very, very hopped up and with the government behind them. Basically, the companies have been facing the consumers by themselves, and it's an unfair fight.
Okay, that is Michael Chuchek. He's the author of the Shishaku blog on Japanese politics and society. He joins us from Tokyo taking a look at the headlines. Kind of interesting that the business papers in Japan aren't carrying it as the top headline. Toyota is the largest company in Japan. It is interesting, however, Akio Toyota appearing before Congress today.